could have made two. Yeah, you're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last.
All the way over here. Hello, everybody. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alrighty, and that was Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, and the song that we started with was Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. I hope you all are having a lovely Saturday night. It's crazy to think that I was just on the air at 2 a.m. this morning, but lo and behold, I'm back once again in Studio A on the air. Very excited to be here, excited to not be doing a show at 2 a.m. This is my first time actually subbing in for somebody else's show. My name is Amelia. My show is called Passenger Seat. So I hope you're joining me in the passenger seat today as we are about to, I guess today you're joining me in the passenger seat of my sleigh because it is in fact a holiday themed show for today. Playing all of my favorite holiday tracks that are, you know, bringing me joy, bringing us all some festivities and good energy. So once again, I played Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love, a classic. That entire record, A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, has such classics that I feel like when you think of Christmas songs, you are bound to think of anything by Darlene Love or the Ronettes or anything on the album. A personal favorite of mine, always gets me in the holiday spirits. And then Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses, I just think is such a fun and upbeat song and a little bit more of a spunky Christmas song. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is by my number one artist of the year, the global top artist of the year. This is one of her Christmas tracks. So this is Christmas Tree Farm by none other than Taylor Swift. Static
and holiday shopping traffic, but I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Christmas tree farm, there's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow.
Merry Christmas.
That was Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift. And up next, we have White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. What you just heard was White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. I hope you all enjoyed that one. I know that one's such a fun and festive song, but I feel like it's not the most outwardly holiday-sounding track, if that makes sense. But there's definitely, again, it is a White Winter Hymnal, so it sounds very festive and nice, but again, not like, oh, I'm walking around with Santa and whatever. And Fleet Foxes is a really great artist, and I like that this track has kind of become its holiday track in its own way. I remember Pentatonix actually did a cover of that song, and I think that's the first time I ever heard it. It was a choir in elementary school did the Pentatonix version of White Winter Hymnal, and then my friend kind of reintroduced me to it because he's a big fan of Fleet Foxes. So again, appreciate that. And I don't know, I was trying to play some hopefully familiar Christmas songs and some classics, as well as, you know, mixing some, I don't know, Fleet Foxes, some, I don't know, maybe some hidden gems, as some may say, hidden gems of tracks for you all. And then when I played before that, Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift, I think that she kind of perfected that traditional Christmas song feel with the jingle bells. There's a video of her producing that song and watching her make that song, and I feel like she literally just thought, okay, what is the formulaic Christmas song, and how can I put my own kind of twist on that? And she did actually grow up on a Christmas tree farm, so there is that whole kind of sentimental aspect and personal aspect about that song that I just really appreciate and cherish. And you know, imagine growing up on a Christmas tree farm. That's just maybe the cutest thing I could possibly imagine. So the next song I'm going to play, I'm going to get into some, I guess, a little bit more oldies, some classics, maybe a few more jazzier kind of Christmas tracks. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is some Ella Fitzgerald, and here we have a song off of her holiday album, Ella Wishes You a Swinging Christmas. And here is Christmas Island by Ella Fitzgerald.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
How'd you like to spend Christmas without a turkey on Christmas Island? Where is the mistletoe? How'd you like to spend a holiday way across the sea? Maybe for you, but not for me.
How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
What's the old boy gonna use for a chimney?
You will never ever stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
That was Melikilikimaka by Bing Crosby, as well as the Andrews Sisters. So hope you all enjoyed that one. Another fun little, I guess, Hawaiian Christmas song, as they describe it. I love that song. I think it's always so funny whenever I put this on, and a lot of people are caught off guard because they're like, this isn't Christmas music, but I don't know, I almost like the tropical sort of feel to it. I think it's just kind of a silly, fun sort of song. Okay, so now it's time for our PSA, because WMFO Medford is in fact a educational radio station. So here today we have the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. You heard that right, everybody. Beware of your ladders, because again, the orthopedic surgeons don't want you all falling down and needing to get more surgery. That's quite unfortunate. So hope you all learned a little something today about how dangerous ladders can truly, truly be. So next we're going to get into a couple more jazzy, your classic holiday music. I was very tempted to actually play some Hanukkah music, even though Hanukkah is officially over, but there is a really great a cappella group called 613 that does, it's a Jewish a cappella group that creates their own kind of parodies of like pop songs, like they're in sort of put a Hanukkah spin on it, and I think it's very entertaining. A personal favorite of mine would be Bohemian Hanukkah, but I have also discovered a whole ton more and listened to it with my family. So hello family, thank you all for tuning in. And I listened to a bunch of it with my family while celebrating recently, and I just think they're so hilarious and so clever. I will never get sick of a good parody. But a couple of these songs that I've been playing today have actually been Christmas songs that I newly discovered literally today, which I know, shocking. For example, this one. Of course, I have heard of Dean Martin and have listened to a lot of his other Christmas classics, such as Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Baby It's Cold Outside, to name a couple. However, I found a really nice one today that I wanted to share with you all. So here is I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Dean Martin.
The snow is snowing and the wind it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it'll storm? I've got my love keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
And up next, a new personal favorite of mine, which is Better Than Snow by Norah Jones and Leve.
Sit by my fire, I'll never leave you. Look out the window, palm trees aglow. Now as I sweat through my ugly sweater, Christmas with you is better than snow. Drive to the ocean all through December. It would be nice to hide from the cold. Then the sun warms me and I remember Christmas with you. Christmas with you is better than snow. Watching the waves crash down on the shore, I never needed anything more than you here beside me. Jack Frost will mind if we stay in the heat of each other. We'll build sand castles instead of snowmen. We'll bake some cookies. Take the warmest day of the year, 'cause Christmas with you is better than snow. Christmas with you is better than snow.
And that was Christmas with not even Christmas with you, Better Than Snow by Norah Jones and Leve. What an amazing collab. Like, I couldn't even fathom that that would ever happen, but lo and behold, it did. Two beautiful, beautiful vocalists coming together and releasing two lovely Christmas tracks. They also did a cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which I totally think is worth checking out on your own time. I won't be playing it here on WMFO tonight, but once again, lovely. I was so tempted to play solely just Leve Christmas songs. She has a cover of The Christmas Waltz, which I really love. She has a collab with the artist Dodie, singing the song Love to Keep Me Warm. I'm not sure if that's an original or the same one that I actually just played for you all, but again, she is lovely Christmas music, and she just did a Spotify singles cover of Winter Wonderland, so again, her voice is just perfect for Christmas music, and paired with Norah Jones is magical. And again, the song before that was I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Dean Martin. That Dean Martin track, actually, I think was super interesting, and I'm glad I found it, because finding a new Christmas song is very thrilling, because I feel like we hear the same ones over and over and over again on every playlist, every radio. Love Mariah Carey, love Wham, but thought I would mix it up a little bit tonight. But if you want to hear that some other time, maybe next holiday season, totally let me know. Or if you have a certain Christmas song that you want to hear me play, feel free to call in if you want. I know, crazy. But yeah, so sorry, I zoned out for a second, but the next song I'm going to play for you all, there's a million different renditions of this song, but this is Nikki Yanofsky. I've actually never heard of this artist before. Once again, found this cover today. Let's see, I'm going to look up some Nikki Yanofsky really quickly. She's a jazz artist, which makes sense, because a lot of Christmas songs have very much like a jazzy kind of feel to it, so the song that I selected, I decided to choose her version. I don't know, I thought it was something fun and different, and I wanted to play a pretty much a different artist on every song that I played tonight. So here is Nicki Yanofsky's version of Marshmallow World.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball, just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts, take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, what if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow world. With your favorite girl, it's a sugar day. What if spring is late and winter it's a marshmallow world? It's a marshmallow world.
Hope you all enjoyed this one. This is my favorite Christmas song. This is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, underneath the mistletoe snow.
missing Santa Claus. You gotta believe me. You just gotta believe. Come on, fellas, believe me.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alrighty, that was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. Once again, as I already said, my personal favorite Christmas song. I just think there's something so silly and fun and youthful about that song, and it's ridiculous, but I love it. I think the sound effects, the young Michael Jackson talking, all of it is just a masterpiece within itself. And the whole concept, like, who even thought of that? I don't want to know, but yeah, what did I play before? Oh, before that, I played Marshmallow World by Nicki Yanofsky. I'm so happy I found that version of that song, because I always really liked Marshmallow World. I thought it was an underrated Christmas bop anthem, as some may say. And her version of it, I think, is just wonderful. And I was such a fan. So I hope you all enjoyed that one. I loved that little, like, instrumental break moment. Very classic, jazzy. And she just killed that. I think her voice is wonderful, and I totally want to listen to more of her music. You know what? I might throw in a little last-minute track for you all, because I actually have more time than I anticipated. I usually zoom through my show, but I don't know. I think Christmas songs are a lot shorter than most of the other tracks that I play on here. So I'm gonna throw in for you all a little bit of Samara Joy, which I know is my grandma's. And my aunt introduced me to Samara Joy, and I actually got to see her perform at the Hollywood Bowl Jazz Festival. She is an incredible vocalist, a young and, like, up-and-coming jazz artist, and I kind of loved this sort of newer wave of bringing jazz back into the forefront of everything. And you know what? Let's just play some Samara Joy Christmas while we're here, because why not? So here is Warm in December by Samara Joy. Hope I actually haven't really listened to this one. I took a little peep to it before when it coming on the air today, but we'll listen to it together for the first time. So here is Warm in December.
I'll keep you warm in December, warm when the cold breezes blow, my arms so low. Sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember, it longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December.
Warm in December by Samara Joy. Oh, her voice is just silky smooth. She is amazing. Oh, and I just got a text from my grandma saying that she wants you all to know how young Samara is and that she did actually win the Grammy for Best New Artist, I believe in, was it 2022? Correct me if I'm wrong. Someone fact check me. But once again, just incredible. And the Jazz Festival was such a cool experience because it was just like an all, like, the nice thing about the Hollywood Bowl venue in Los Angeles is that it, like, even though it was a festival, I was sitting down, was able to get some ice cream, it was great. And it introduced me to a bunch of other jazz artists, which I really loved. And I didn't go there to see anybody in particular, but just to have a nice summer day filled with jazz and kind of come and go as you please. And they also had a high school perform there too, which I think was super awesome. And I don't know, I just like love going to concerts and hearing live music. I just think there's something so special. So special about that. So for the last couple tracks of the night on Passenger Seat Tonight, we're going with something a little bit more modern, a little bit more pop, a little bit of hip-hoppy influence, but definitely like pop, more pop energy. So we're gonna head into two more newer Christmas tracks. This one resonates with me especially. I'll pause in between the two of them to talk a little about this one. So here is some Ariana Grande for you all, and it's not Santa Tell Me like you would anticipate it to be. It's actually a song called Snow in California. So hope you all enjoy.
Me, Ariana, I know it's been a while, but we didn't need your help this year. Let me make this clear. See, I really love him, and it's been kind of tough because he's only in town for the holidays. Tomorrow he's flying away, away from me. I don't need another gift, I just have one wish this year. Can you just make it snow in California? I'll even settle for rain. Don't want him to go tomorrow morning. Give me something to make. Wrapping his arms by the fireplace would be the perfect gift. Let us know, let us know, let us know, let us know. In California, dear Santa, what happened to the plan we had? I checked the news and it said it'd be a sunny day. Make it go away. See, I really need him. For a couple more days, can't you make it? 5 o'clock flight delay. Won't you find a way? I don't need another gift, I just have one wish. Oh yeah, this year. Can you just make it snow?
Snow in California by Ariana Grande. Once again, that one really hits home for me because, like, if you guys didn't know already, I'm from California. So I really would love to see some snow in California. I mean, there is, I think what's ironic about this song is that it does snow in certain parts of California. People ski in California, which I know is always a shocker when I'm talking to people from the East Coast, and they're like, what? You can ski? Like, I bet it's not as good as the skiing in Vermont or in wherever else you ski on the East Coast. But honestly, like, I haven't gone skiing. I don't know how to ski. But from what I've heard, the snow in California, Ariana, is actually quite good. So maybe if you get to the right spot, you can actually get some snow. But I think that's a super cute and underrated Ariana Christmas track. I really appreciate that one. Just that whole EP, like 2013 Christmas Kisses, Ariana Grande, to me is a Christmas masterpiece. So I hope you all enjoyed that one. And yeah, I don't know. I just think that's such a silly song and the most like fun concept ever. And Ariana, honestly, I love all of her Christmas EPs. Like, I have my Christmas playlist is secretly filled with that and like Sabrina Carpenter and like Dan and Shay and like the worst possible Christmas, like weird Christmas tracks you could think of. There's actually a song I was almost gonna play for you all, Make You Mine by The Public, that they have the holiday mix of it, but it's literally the exact same song except they just added jingle bells in the background, which I think is hilarious. Like, honestly, every artist just do like Christmas rendition of something and like change one lyric to like mistletoe and another by just shaking jingle bells in the background, and boom, you have a holiday song. And you know what, it works. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, it will be added to my playlist if you do the bare minimum. But one Christmas track that I wanted to highlight for you all is actually from the Tyler, the Creator EP from 2018, Music Inspired by Illumination and Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. So Tyler, the Creator, recorded his own version of, like, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch for the animated Grinch film that came out that same year. But then he went a step further and wrote his own and produced his own with Ryan Beatty, Santi Gold, and Jerry Paper are some of the other names I see on this record. Kind of producing his own Grinch-inspired holiday tracks, which I think is so fun, and it kind of has this more hip-hoppy Tyler, the Creator feel to it. And this is another one of my Christmas hidden gems. Like, this needs more recognition. I will stand by that. So let's bring back more Tyler, the Creator, Music Inspired by Illumination's The Grinch. So I'll play for you all my personal favorite track off of this record, which would have to be Lights On, featuring Ryan Beatty and Santi Gold.
So I can show off you my gift that I can't get until I get to that front door. It's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.
Yeah. I just heard Lights On by Tyler the Creator featuring Ryan Beatty and Santa Gold. Hope you all liked that one. Oh, you heard a little sample of the song coming up next, my bad. So once again, that was Lights On. Just so fun and festive, but in its own cool and interesting way. And I love that. I just love that whole record. I'm definitely going to be listening to that a ton once we get closer to the holiday season. We are less than 10 days away from Christmas for those who celebrate, which is super exciting. And yeah, I don't know, we're getting close to the end. We have 6 minutes left on the show tonight. I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning into Passenger Seat, a little impromptu show subbing in for the 10 to 11 slot tonight on WMFO. And it's just been so much fun playing some holiday tunes for you all. I just think this is such a special time of the year, and I love seasonal things. I love when something is special to its season. And you know what, there's nothing quite like Christmas music. We don't have any other holiday that has as many jams and bangers and songs that the public just loves to hear and loves to listen to. So I like the seasonal radio stations, like, honestly, like, good for them. Like, like, I think that's genius to just play holiday music for just a chunk of the year. Like, that's so much fun. And while there is the debate of when you can start listening to holiday music, I do think that after Halloween it is acceptable. However, it isn't as, for me, it isn't as special. I think sometimes listening to it after Thanksgiving makes it hit the spot even more. But especially on the East Coast, you know what, like, you can't go wrong with it. Oh my gosh, I totally thought I put a song on the list for tonight that was called, like, East Coast Holidays. I think it might have been a Julie London track, possibly, but it was something about, like, celebrating on the East Coast. But unfortunately, I don't think we have time to play it for tonight, because I am going to send you all out with a little bit more Ariana. But this one is actually Kelly Clarkson featuring Ariana Grande, and this song came out just last holiday season, so I think this is an instant holiday classic in my own personal opinion. But this is Santa Can't You Hear Me by Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. You are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning into Passenger Seat tonight. I so appreciate you all listening. Have a lovely, happy holiday season. Merry Christmas to those who celebrate. And I'll send you all out. Let's listen to more Kelly and Ariana. And once again, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.